Man, brother.
That's
We outside.
You see?
Yeah, we outside. We outside.
Try to do it for y'all people. Man.
We outside.
Get it's nice outside. Aesthetics and shit.
Yeah,
know.
It's nice outside.
It's very nice out here.
It's nice outside. Hey, man.
What's going on?
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
If we ever get jumped, don't ever slap no nigga and apologize.
Hey, man.
Afterwards.
Hey.
That's all I'm going to say, dog.
That's your dog, man.
I don't even want to talk about it.
That's your dog,
I don't
want to
talk about it. Hey. I don't want to, like, dive in deeper. Hey. None of that
That's
shit.
That's his mans.
All right? All of
That's his mans.
Is don't apologize. Hey, man, I can't even condone.
You can't
I can't condone
that.
It.
Nah, hell nah.
I can't even defend a nigga. I'm not even going to lie to you. I can't even defend him.
Man, Lil Duval said the realest shit. He said, man, we knew that wasn't going to get to that. We just wanted to see a little friendly competition. This nigga think he finna get shot.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Cole.
You let
people down, dog.
Bruh, I done been to Doll in the Dream.
Uh-huh.
Two of them.
Okay.
I've been to every Cole concert.
Yeah.
I can't remember if he had a Sideline Story concert, tour. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No.
Born Center.
Yeah.
For Your Eyes Only.
Okay.
Forest Hill Drive.
Right.
Off Season. KLD.
Wow.
I've been to all that shit.
Wow.
$2 in the Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to all that shit.
All that.
I've been to everything.
Yeah.
Anything. Anytime Cole touchdown Chicago, I've been to.
You there. Right.
Bruh.
You ain't going to the next one. You ain't going
might
to
not,
the next
nigga.
One.
I might not.
He might come back.
Yeah, it might get deleted. Nate. So it don't even matter. Off the bench is back. What the fuck, dog? Come on, man.
Off the bench with Lou, change your plans. Long overdue like a plane that ain't land. Way too advanced, player, they can't stand, player. Shine bright till they blind like Ray-Bans, player.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
That shit like season three.
Man.
Three.
Hey.
Ooh, nah, Joe. What's cracking? Y'all know what time it is. I'm your dog D Lewis to my lip.
What up, y'all? It's your boy JJ. We back at it again, man.
Hey, man. It's episode 52.
Yeah.
No apologies.
No apologies. Just, yeah, we ain't doing
no
none
apologies.
Of that.
No apologies.
We standing on business.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season, my boy.
We made it, man.
We made it all the
way.
Yeah,
man. We made it.
We are here.
Yes.
It was a little turmoil yesterday.
Yeah, crazy.
One of the craziest last days. A lot of shit needed to happen.
Yeah.
OKC ended up snatching that number one seed.
Congratulations to them boys, man.
Yeah, big
to be the youngest team in the league and to do that, to be the number one seed in a very hard West division is kudos to y'all boys.
Yeah,
man.
Nobody saw that shit coming either.
Nah, not
on
at
top
all.
Of that. Nobody saw that shit coming.
We thought maybe next year they might be up there, but they are definitely a year ahead.
I'm going to definitely say shout out to the Wolves too, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, top three.
That's, I was not expecting that either.
No, no way. Shout out to your dogs, man.
Yeah, the Lakers man.
AFC. Still in the play-in, but, you know.
Yeah, and back in the old day, you know, they would have made the playoffs this year.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm fucking with it. Shout out to the Knicks, too, man.
Yeah,
Second
man.
Seed.
Shout
That's
out to
fire.
Jalen Brunson, man.
Yeah, yeah, old Bruno.
Yes.
Man, it's going to get interesting. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about some national champions in college.
Yes,
basketball. Shout out to South Carolina.
For sure.
And then shout out to UConn, UConn, right?
Yeah, UConn.
Yeah, they dusted them boys.
I told you, man.
Yeah.
That was a different type of college team that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, big ass Edie's Ice Cream.
Man, bro, they was.
It was on his ass.
He was trying his hardest.
He
had 37.
He was carrying the whole team.
He had 37, but man, that UConn team different, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting no niggas from Purdue to win.
Nah, me either. Nah, not at all.
I ain't expecting no one of us from Purdue to win.
I was surprised they even got that far.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they rolled that boy back. Pause. Yeah.
Oh, but, wow.
That's
wow.
But they stand a chance against UConn, though. I saw, like, some of the second half of the game.
Yeah, they have no chance, dog.
But South Carolina, did they go undefeated?
Yeah, they were undefeated as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dawn Staley. Yeah. That's her name?
Yeah, she – Goat.
Yeah.
One of the goats up there with Gene, for sure.
I like what she did, too, when she shouted out Kaylin.
Yeah.
I think that was
because she was receiving a lot of hate, you know, during the tournament and stuff. And hey, I ain't gonna lie, the UConn girls was on her head during the little broadcast. I ain't gonna lie. So yeah,
you know,
it's the bias.
Should I say this?
What's that?
I was gonna say, you know, women.
Hey,
don't know women will listen to the pod. I don't care. Women be hating, dog.
For sure.
Like, they be hating.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for what? Like, why we doing that? You know what I'm saying? That girl go out there, she bust her ass, she work hard.
She do her thing.
Yeah, she be hooping.
Yeah.
She
man.
Be hooping. So, you know, she just went number one.
Right. Yeah, she did. A
couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, number one to the Indiana Fever.
Yep.
So, go and get your bread. I mean, you already got bread, low-key.
Right. But she in a bag
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, go get some more bread. Go and live out your dream, man. That's all you can.
You made it.
No hope for somebody. Yeah, right, she made it. And that's work.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Off college basketball, man, we're going to take a hard transition.
Uh-huh.
It's early because we don't really get to talk a shit early.
Yeah.
But these diss tracks, man.
Yeah, man.
This shit getting a little crazy. It's out of hand.
I love it.
I love to see it.
I love it.
Drake.
Yeah, man.
Was like, fuck it.
Drop your nuts.
Yo.
For real.
Bring it. It's 20 niggas out here.
Oh,
and
God.
It's just me.
That nigga said he killed Bill Shorty.
Hey, yo. He said, what's up? I'm Black Mamba. You
for
know
real.
What I'm saying? Come get it.
I said, man.
He told Metro Boomin.
Babe, put the nigga in it.
Shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Nigga, he posted a video today on his story. A
drum line.
Put Metro face on the nigga, Kid Nick Ken. And I said, dog.
Yo.
Drake ain't playing with these niggas.
Nah,
I'm gonna stop playing
ass.
With him, bro.
Yo, they ass.
Yeah, light skinned niggas. Huh?
Hey, listen. Drake told y'all a long time ago he was petty.
Yeah, he is.
And
for
he don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mind.
He petty like a side hoe. I ain't gonna lie. I swear he is. I swear he is. He'll get you in trouble, boy.
Hey, Rose ain't taking. He ain't holding back either. Rose learned from his beef with 50, though. You gotta be petty.
You gotta be petty, too.
You gotta be petty. He called the nigga BBL Drizzy.
Yeah, man. So the nigga got a fake nose, all that.
Yeah, he wilding out.
He wilding out, dog.
I mean, I guess Rose was working out and shit. I still think he got a little tummy tuck or something.
Bro. Hey, he said that to Drake, too. He said, Drake, how you got 25% body fat and you got a six-pack? He said, we know that's 40K. He said, we know that's 40K. I was dying.
Hey, he better stop for Drake to talk about how that nigga be having seizures on the plane.
Yeah,
shit.
Come on,
chill
man.
Out.
Hey, man.
Eating all that damn wings.
I forgot about
that. Yeah. Holla at me, Jersey. I remember a lot of shit.
Right. Yeah, for real. He said pears.
Meeting pears.
Right.
Hey, Jersey, fuck around, sample that shit.
He was, bro. You better come on.
Better stop. What you think about the beef, man? You think Kendrick coming?
Oh, yeah. They said Kendrick working on something already.
Yeah.
They had a little. You can't tell nowadays with AI, man.
You can't. Tell. You can't tell what's real and what's not.
Nah, man. So until somebody I feel a trusted source say, yeah, that's for real, then I can't, you know. But he should be on the way with something.
One can hope.
Yeah,
it's something floating around right now. Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Oh,
chill out.
I'm sorry.
It's something floating around right now. That people don't know if it's fake or if it's real.
Right.
But it's something floating around out there right now.
Yeah.
That's got a little, it's about 1 minute.
Right. Yeah.
40 seconds
that.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It say it's the beginning of like a 5-6 minute song.
Right. We gonna see. Kendrick can rap now.
Yeah, we gonna see if as long as he don't get to talking fast and shit, so we can understand what the fuck he's saying, we be all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll keep it in the beat.
I know.
I fuck with Kendrick. I like Kendrick too. You know, my biggest thing with Kendrick is we don't hear from him.
He be to himself.
Yeah, you want to be the best alive? Then come on, I gotta hear from you.
For
I gotta hear from you. Cole, you just shut your ass up and just make music. Nigga.
You heard me with
that. Don't
one,
say
man.
Nothing else. Don't talk about. I'm at the top. Don't just be quiet.
Don't say you got the stick. None of that.
Yeah,
no
don't
mode,
say
dog.
Nothing, dog. Don't say nothing, dog. I can't defend you.
You should have never did that,
somebody
dog.
Somebody get talking shit about you, I'm just going to look crazy. I swear to God. You're going to look crazy, dog. So I'm going to have to tell
you. What
do he say? I'm just going to have to put my chin out and check it on the chin.
Yeah,
that's how I'm going to do a nigga's talk about you. I'm just going to put my chin out and take it on the chin.
When that nigga said he couldn't go to sleep,
nigga Jada can say it was something wrong in his spirits.
Right. No, man. Kids ain't never come at him like
listen,
that, man.
Listen, man. I ain't gonna laugh at him.
Yeah.
I understand. You don't want to beef with your homie.
Right.
I really think he found out, like, the shit I'm probably about to get into is deeper than rap.
Yeah.
Like, at some point.
Yeah.
Like, after he made the diss, and then he, you know, motherfuckers like, oh, like, he probably felt like, yo, this shit deeper than rap. A lot of Biggie, Tupac died over shit like this. Like, I know how, I don't seen Cole move, that like, enough woke. For years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, he damn near, he being past, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
I don't lie to you.
He damn near no fuck on my fork type nigga. You
for
know
sure
what I'm saying?
That. Yeah.
So, you gotta, like, I understand.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he did it, I was like, ah. I just wish you wouldn't have did that shit in public, because they going to tear your ass up.
Nigga. Hey, bro, they came out. When he came out on stage and was like, bro, this something ain't sitting right with me right now. I got to let y'all know. I said, what?
Bro, when I you said, me say, and that nigga apologized, I didn't even respond to you. Yeah. I just said, I got to go find whatever the fuck he talk about.
Yeah.
Because this can't be true.
Right.
It can't be true. I just knew that this was our moment.
Yeah.
This was our moment.
Right.
It was our time to shine. I knew it was our moment.
Right.
And I knew it wasn't no way on God's green earth that man went and said what he said.
Yeah.
And God damn.
What I said, dog.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it. A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, it is what it is. We won't cry over spilled milk. I'm not going to apologize for shit.
No, you know not saying? At all.
It just is what it is, dog.
That nigga actually did delete Lando too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm off of it. The damn diss track off streaming platform.
Yeah, it took all.
Nigga, I go back to listen to the shit. Like, ain't no way he put that shit down. I go to 17 minute drill. That shit goes straight. You shit get pricey.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo,
what crazy, bro?
That's crazy.
I said I couldn't believe that he actually did that, man.
Man, I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah. We talk about the wild last day of the season, man. We saw teams climb up. So now everything is where it's supposed to be. We got the final standing, so on and so forth. So right now we are looking at tomorrow is who played tomorrow? Is the West?
West is tomorrow. West is tomorrow. So it is the Lakers and Pelicans play first, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And then the second game is going to be the SAC and Golden State.
SAC. Yeah. Pause. No,
well,
Diddy.
Come on, man.
Well, SAC is crazy.
Hey, Sacramento.
SAC town.
Yeah.
Warriors, Pelicans, Lakers. Who you got?
Man, you know I got to go with my dogs, the Lakers, in the first game.
Okay.
We looking real good. Coming into strangest, man. Good way to finish that season off, man. Two or three game win streak to finish the season off. So, we just gonna keep trying to roll this momentum, man. Just trying to, you know, get that last seven seed. You know, play Denver and see what we can do. I'd rather have Denver early than later.
Yeah, all they gotta do is win one.
Yeah.
So they get in one.
Yeah.
They in there.
Right. Second game.
Second game,
man, bro. It's just I think they gonna really miss Malik Monk. So I really think the Golden State can get up with them tomorrow.
Tell y'all something.
I think
Steph tell these boys all the time.
Yeah, he do. He be killing them too.
Y'all ain't ready for this shit.
Yeah, man.
All right? And I don't give a fuck if it's just for fighting for the eighth seed, nigga.
Yeah,
we
man.
In the 10th.
Yeah.
I don't care. We getting in there.
Yeah.
We getting in there because we going to play the Pelicans and we going to blow them out too.
They
we ain't going to blow them out. But
they can beat the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be real. We get past that sound. I don't know if we're going to beat the Pelicans. I'm going to be honest with you.
They deeper than y'all. Mm-hmm. I would say that. But
any fight we in, nigga, is gonna be a dog fight.
Yeah, I just want to see how Pelicans play in playoff series. Because like I said, B.I. just came back yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's still getting the flow of things. CJ been hooping, Zion been hooping. You know, it's just one of the they gonna need one of them Herb Jones or they gonna need Trey Murphy.
Yeah,
need one of them to step up, but it's not gonna be easy. I mean, I don't doubt Steph. So,
you know what, man? We just said shit. Next call, no apologies.
Yeah,
I'm standing on business. Shit, I'm riding the wave, dog.
You feel me? Like
riding the wave. We gonna be the first team to go from 10 to championship.
I ain't say all that.
Yeah,
I ain't say all that.
Right here, you heard it first. So if it happened, don't be surprised. You heard it first. All right, we get into the rest of the brackets later, but play in, okay, we cool with that.
Yeah,
We shift over to the East. So in the East, and the 9 and 10th, we got the Bulls and the Hawks. And then in 7 and 8, we got the Sixers and the Heat. 9 and 10, I think I am – I mean, what else I'm going to do, dog? I'm rolling with the home team. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to beat the Hawks. And then 76ers in the Heat.
Man, that should be a great-ass game.
Did they give update on Big Fella?
Who would be?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be playing.
He playing? I know he went out the game the other day.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened.
Yeah, last thing I saw, he was supposed to be available for the game.
Okay. So if he available for the game, yeah. If Big Fella playing, I got Sixers winning. And okay. Then the Bulls going to lose to the Heat. Whoever going to lose to the Heat.
Yeah, whoever.
For sure.
Yeah.
What you thinking?
Yeah, that's why I thought the same thing. I had Embiid playing, then I had the Sixers, and then the Heat, right? Bulls and Hawks, no match.
No. I don't think they're going to be. I'd be shocked if the Heat or the Bulls or the Hawks, like, beat the Heat.
That'd be crazy.
All right. So, I mean, play is settled for the most part.
Right.
We'll talk the rest of the playoff talk towards the end. Let's transition into what teams do we feel like were disappointments this year? What teams we were kind of like, God damn, we expected more from you.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted more from you.
Yeah.
But you just didn't deliver. And then maybe what teams we feel like, maybe we go just through the bottom half of who didn't make the playoffs on both sides real quick. We kind of see or predict the future.
Okay.
So let's start in the East. We go with the Pistons.
Kind of what I expected.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be they just need to overhaul the roster in general.
Their cornerstones is Cade and Jalen Duren. Mm-hmm. For the most part, they can build around them. It's just they got a lot of dudes that's like really don't – they're like tweeners. Mm-hmm. They like really don't fit their positions that they need to help support Cade and Jalen Duren. So they got to figure that out. They gave Monty all that money to try to help hopefully fix this, turn this around the next couple of years. But, man, still only win 14 games. Too. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean – my man just coming off a sad situation. So, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's just tough, dog. I just think that I expected more from them.
Yeah,
it's
for
just
sure.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Just crazy. Wizards.
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 You ain't got to say nothing much about that.
We'll see.
You ain't got to say nothing about that.
Say about that. We'll see. Hornets. We'll see what kind of future the Hornets got, to be honest.
Yeah.
They have... I mean, Miles Bridges will be a free agent, so we'll see, like, what that's working with. I mean, I think Miles definitely threw in that I'm not leaving Charlotte
because
he kind of wanted to show, like, that
he
I still got it. Like, I know I'm going to get some minutes here, so, like, I'm going to be a free agent this summer. So
he want to show his worth.
Yeah, I want to show my worth, and I know I'm going to get some tick. I know I'm going to be able to show my worth here, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Uh-huh.
I saw some people talking about, man, they just need to let Lonzo go and kind of, like, let him flourish.
He need to. I think so, too. I don't think Charlotte is the place for him. He just be injured every year, and I don't see really the point. What's the direction? What's the future for that organization?
They gotta stop hooping in the fucking Pumas,
though. Yeah, I think it's more of I'm at the point where you need to get the keys to Brandon Miller. It's about that time. That Lonzo experiment. LaMelo experience, it's over with, man.
The Lonzo experiment
over with, too, for sure.
That but, shit cooked, too.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, for sure. LaMelo's a good player when he's healthy, but the biggest thing is availability. He do not be available.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, hey, we'll see what that look like.
Yeah.
Move on to Toronto. That's a lot of shit going on over there.
Yeah, they'll be down at 15 or something next year. They still
quickly going to be a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown got a team option. I'm expecting him to pick that up.
Right.
Gary Trent Jr. be a free agent.
Yeah.
They
just need a lot. They need a lot.
They need a lot of help. Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting the Raptors to be on shit. I don't think we ever expected the Raptors to be on shit.
Nah, like that, not for no time.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
Then we got the Nets.
Oh, man.
Now that's
one of the biggest disappointments that you probably could think of, man. I don't know what direction they are going into.
Well, right now they look for a new coach. Last time I saw Bud was one of those finalists. I forgot who else.
Yeah.
It's like two other
probably assistants and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. But Nick Claxton, free agent. Dennis Smith Jr., free agent. Lonnie Walker.
They probably all three of them probably go.
Think so?
Yeah, because I think Nick wants some type of crazy bag, and I don't know if they dumb enough to pay him that.
Dumb enough? You don't think Clack's worth something?
Nah.
I don't know about no Max or no shit.
Bro. Nah, but the what probably the money he probably requested. You think he a top 10 center?
Shit.
He put Jeopardy music behind
it. I mean,
for real. They,
I mean, hey. Jokic, it'd be.
Okay.
AD.
He better than Jared Allen? No. Come on, man. No, no.
Is he better than Jared Allen?
I'm not going for that.
No, he not. Jared Allen better on offense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Jared Allen better on offense.
Okay. Magic, they don't have a center. Miles Turner, he better than Miles Turner?
No.
No, okay.
No, no. Miles Turner deep bag deep.
Bam. No.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just going down the east right now. Capella? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vooch. Just because of age.
On defense?
Yeah, because of age.
Yeah, I say okay. Better than Vooch. Yeah.
Okay. On age, okay. That's rappers. No, the bottom team is really never. Jalen Duren? I'm taking Duren. I ain't gonna lie.
They're the same player. Yeah, it's like the same thing.
But
I
like Duren potential compared to Claxton potential.
So you think Claxton at his ceiling?
Claxton, what else he gonna do better? Is he gonna?
He could probably score better.
Get an officer game.
Yeah.
You think he can
I
get?
I think he holding out his game a little bit.
I feel like before you get paid, you should already had that. If you know you coming into that,
I agree.
You feel me?
I agree.
So
yeah.
He could have came into this year and had a little jump shot. He don't take no little 12-footer, no 13-footer, none of that. Everything is, I got to get to the basket, spin, use my
B-line.
Be athletic.
Yeah, if he had little Patrick Ewing, he'd be straight.
Yeah, so he ain't better than Rudy Gobert. I'm on the West. He ain't better than Rudy Gobert. Zubac? You feel me?
I'm going to say Zubac. Because Zubac white.
Hey, man, you're crazy.
I think Zubac.
Underrated.
Zubac got game. He got just game. Can't show his game.
He underrated.
Where he at.
Yeah,
you put Zubac on the Nets,
You put
Zubac on the Nets. It might be a different story.
Yeah.
He'd be more like a Valanciunas and shit.
Yeah,
because Valanciunas be hooping.
Right.
Yeah.
Derek Lively.
No.
Right.
No. Then, I'm gonna take Derek Lively all day.
Nurkic, in Phoenix.
He better defensively. I tell you that.
What? Nurk can go out there and get you 20 rebounds easy. Claxton still barely going to get 10.
Okay.
You feel me?
I get
so
the like, point, nigga.
You feel me? Yeah, you feel me?
You're right. I give him top 20 center, but definitely not top 10.
Because he probably going to want top 10 money, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because,
so. I mean, if you even think about it, he ain't better than Gafford.
No.
He ain't better than Gafford?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Valanciunas and Pelicans, AD, Lakers, Sabonis, you know?
Nope. Nope.
Draymond, I'm still taking Draymond.
Draymond, Jared Jackson Jr.
Come on.
Wimby.
Sagoon.
Aiden.
Sagoon. All that. You're right. So it's just
right.
Like.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
You look at him and you're like, damn, he be hooping. But damn, you compare him to the rest of these niggas.
You want something else. Yeah.
You bottom 25.
That's what I'm saying, dog. So, like, is he worth the top 10 money that he might be asking for?
No, I don't see it.
No.
He get especially, a little bread, but nothing crazy.
Especially because I just feel like, and personally, I think that. They finna go all in on Dono. I think they gonna try to get Dono to Brooklyn and put him next to McCall. Him and McCall. I can see them doing a sign and trade to send him to Brooklyn. They don't have no.
You're wasting niggas' time, dog.
They are, but that's who they gonna want. And he wants to be in New York, you know. So,
all right. Well, we'll take it there. All right. Bottom of the West. Trailblazers, not even speaking on it.
Nah.
I'm going to skip over the Spurs. So we'll talk about them last.
Okay.
We'll talk about the Jazz next. I mean, what can be said? I think it's they got to restructure some shit.
Who?
They got to do something.
The Jazz? They gave up a lot. Well, they got a lot of picks.
Mm-hmm.
So they really can do figure out what direction. I think marketing a free agent this offseason too. Or he on the player option. One of the two.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I've really felt like the Jazz was heading in a good direction last year.
Man, fell
apart. And then the shit just fell apart.
But Colin Sexton came in and did his thing this year. I do give kudos to him. He did look pretty good. Yeah, he looked good this year. So
Jazz, THT.
Gone.
Chris Dunn.
Gone, probably.
No. Marketing is next year.
Next year, so.
Yeah, marketing next year. And John Collins got a player option next year. Player and option. I know they.
They hey.
Please don't take that shit.
Oh, he gonna take it.
He sure. gonna take it. He gonna
have
to.
They mad as hell. I know they mad as hell.
He gonna have to. Yeah, I really felt like the Jazz was going somewhere last year. I mean, we talking about Lauri Markkanen being most improved, all of that all shit. That, yeah. And then, like, they yeah. just fell apart.
He don't look
weird.
The same either.
No. Nah, it's just
Kessler,
weird.
Walker Kessler fell off the cliff this year. Yeah. So.
He looked like a.
That's the big nigga. That's
I
it,
can't
really.
Think of what he, who the motherfucking movie he looked like. But
who, Walker Kessler?
Yeah, he looked like somebody. But, okay. Rockets.
Oh, man. They might be one of my little favorite teams next year, going into next year.
Might
with
be
some
a
juice.
Lead pass team, dog. Yeah. Might some, be a lead pass team.
Because what I seen out of Jalen Green in that second half of that of the year, man, he I finally mean, showed his way. We everybody thought he was going to be.
He got potential.
Man, he can I mean, shoot
gonna,
the ball now.
See how much – how much stress is bring baby mama bring?
Yeah,
but we gonna see.
Sengun,
yeah, and
they got Cam Whitmore, the rookie, it's gonna be year two. They got Thompson.
I mean,
great pickup
yeah,
for them.
I'm in. Yeah. I mean, it's shit. You for got Ime.
Yeah, Ime. Yeah,
you got Ime.
You gonna play hard?
Yeah, you gonna hoop?
Yeah, so.
So I'm looking forward to that. And the only person that they, I mean, Jeff Green got a team option. Boban, Aaron Holiday, Reggie Bullock. Like, yeah. man, it's some niggas that's gonna be gone that ain't right. that's replaceable. You
yeah,
know?
For sure.
So we'll see how that look. The Grizz,
man, they in a great situation, dog. Going to next year, they in a great situation because they really might get a top five pick with Ja coming back.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't shit going on in this draft.
Nah,
you
but
could,
still,
you could raffle
dog.
Off that pick, you know, yeah. to somebody and, you know, get some talent back for it. You know, what somebody that's willing to.
A center? People would say Zach Edey.
I don't know if he.
I don't know about his NBA game. Yeah, I don't know about his NBA game.
For that.
I think they knew they need a big. I would see who was available for them to go get. But like a true big, get Jaren Jackson back to that forward position.
Can you see Ayton playing with them?
Hell yeah.
If Portland was like, you know, give us that five pick, we just
We
just blowing it the fuck up. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Ayton went over there.
Yeah, that would low key be kind of nasty.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, that would be nasty.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Because they both some floor spaces, but Ayton.
I don't know if they got the bread for that, though.
They might not.
Yeah, I don't know if they got the bread.
Yeah, yeah. Bane just got
Bane,
paid.
Yeah, Bane got paid.
Jaren Jackson got paid.
Yeah. Claxton.
Yeah. But that's what
I'm saying. Pin in the bag.
Yeah, like somebody like that, they need a real. Jaren Jackson block shots and stuff, but like they need a true center on that.
What's
team.
The nigga name that Dallas just released the nigga? Powell.
Yeah, Dwight Powell. Yeah, I can see him going there.
Maybe,
but,
you know, he ain't got going to give you so much bread, but he used to do a little bit in.
Right.
Brandon
Clark come back. I think he came back this year.
No, he came back. He playing the hoop in the last couple games. He been decent. Yes. He looked better than what people thought he was gonna look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming off that injury.
Yeah. But yeah, they're in a great position going into next year. They just need everybody to get healthy, man.
I mean, you look at the West, dog, like in the top 10 teams, nigga. Like, and then you gotta interject Memphis in there next year.
Yeah.
Like, so somebody gotta fall out, dog.
It's probably
which is
the
crazy.
Lakers gonna be a team that could fall out next year.
Golden State could fall out too.
Yeah, Golden State could fall out.
Yeah. Like it's and then let's say San Antonio, which we talked about last.
They will grow, too.
They'll grow. You know, listen.
I told you, bro.
Hey, nigga.
I done told you since episode 50.
I think I done seen the little Marcus.
Yeah, man.
In the fucking, in the cornfields.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. The little alien shit. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
He different, man.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
So, they got to get him some help, though.
They have to.
They got to get them some help.
Have to.
You bring a Trey over there,
you
it's going to be trouble.
Or a LaMelo, man. See, like, somebody like Pop can change LaMelo, I feel like. Because the way he did with DeJounte Murray, when he got out of DeJounte to help him become what he's become, he's always talking about it, too. DeJounte always talking about how Pop, he is still so close to Pop because the way Pop took care of him when he was in San Antonio. He said that was like a father figure to him. When he lost heart, family members and stuff, when he was a rookie in his second year in San Antonio, he tore his ACL. He was like, Pop was there for me every day, calling me, checking on me, texting me. Man, LaMelo get around that type of culture where you don't got nothing to do but hoop. Man, come on, man.
Could be a beast. Yeah. It's, like, it's just too many fucking distractions, dog.
Yeah.
And then the nigga's already just young in general. He gonna go looking for distractions.
That's so, what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, being around people or being in a city where it's a lot of distractions and shit. I mean, we talking about North Carolina, but still. Still, like, yeah. You know, somebody to keep his ass in the hotel, you right. know, when you go to Miami, right. when you go to all these different places and shit, yeah. like, it matters, right. you know? It matters.
Right.
Okay, well, just, who was the one team that you could say was, like, out of these bottom teams that you was like, damn, like, I had higher hopes for? Maybe Memphis, because we weren't expecting those injuries and shit.
Yeah, we thought Jobs would come back and then they was going to get it going, but they literally was injured. Everybody, yeah. Marcus Smart, everybody.
I really think the Nets, man. Cause yeah, I was the like, Nets. Damn, like,
it was crazy.
Yeah, y'all, like, you know, they this they shit only just win came like 20
games. It's crazy. Like, I can't believe that because they only won what 20, right?
Yeah,
25. Oh, no, 32. But still, man, like, you would have never thought that going into this year that they was gonna be that bad.
Yeah, bro, the East weak as fuck.
Dog. The East,
yeah. They weak as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, nobody like, won 50 games except for two teams.
Bro, it's nothing over. Like, what? Who wants to go to these teams? What, like, what do these teams have to offer any star player? You
That's feel terrible, me? Dog.
Like, what?
That's terrible. This shit is just ridiculous.
Like who the wants discrepancy. To? Right. The Knicks, okay. I can see that. Boston, who really want to go to Boston? You feel me? Milwaukee. Who's trying to really go to Milwaukee?
Nobody. Who wants Cavs, to vacation in Cleveland? Yeah,
in Cleveland, you feel me? Orlando, like that you might be Disney okay. World.
Indiana, no. Don't want to go to Philly. Miami, yes. Yeah. Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood, Black Hollywood. Yeah. Atlanta. You know? Cool. But
like
fuck Detroit.
Yeah.
I want to go to Washington. Who cares about Charlotte? I'm not trying to go to the Six.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so it's just Brooklyn. Like, it's like they always will be like drafted players to come to them teams or they make a trade for a star to come down.
Yeah.
That's how the East going to be for a little bit now.
This shit terrible.
It's going to be, ass for a little bit, dog.
And once they get these other teams, move up Vegas, Minnesota going to the East.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh huh.
For sure. For sure. All right. So next up, we got, we talked about Big Fella being injured
right. And
coming back. Giannis went down
a
couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Calf strain, they say they looked at his Achilles and everything was intact.
Yeah.
But we're not sure if he's going to start the beginning of the series against the Pacers.
That happened last year too, right? He missed some of that Heat series.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary for Giannis because I literally saw somebody on Twitter. They was like, this is the worst thing that possibly can happen to Giannis because all of his game is downhill.
All of it.
So if his shit really started to give out, like KD's where to start. Calves. He kept getting calf strength. I hope this don't happen to Giannis, but man, if he loses Achilles, dog, what is he gonna be?
What his game look like?
Yes.
Yeah. It's gonna be something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Because he's still not shooting the ball consistently, so
that's going to be tough, man.
Man, I just hope that don't happen to him, dog.
No, I mean, we can pray. Like, please, God. You know what I'm saying? You never want to think about things like that, especially Giannis, man. He's not even 30 yet.
No, he ain't one of the faces of the league.
He not even 30 yet. I
think he might be like 29
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even 30 yet, I think. And, like, if Giannis, that's just tough. I don't even want to think about that. Yeah. But they in trouble, dog, because Indiana – good for whooping their ass.
And it's just like, bro, like, they them niggas was dancing because dude got fired. What's it? I can't even remember his name right now.
Who?
The coach. Before Doc.
Oh, Adrian Griffin?
Yeah, Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, they bogus as
hell. They were dancing before the game. Them niggas was like, I think they went 17 and 15 or 16 and 16 since they fired him, bro. Like, come on, bro.
We said it. Doc, what the fuck is Doc doing over there?
Him. He killing him.
He don't like
he
nothing.
Killing him.
We said it. Doc is gonna be like, they made the wrong decision.
Is Dame a good fit too?
I think Dame is a good fit.
I don't think so.
Dame is a good fit, but you still don't have the pieces to put around Dame.
But
like you're I think they have a team constructed around Giannis. They don't have a team constructed around two superstars.
Yeah, so
Dame and Giannis.
So what has to go around Dame to make him effective to work with Giannis?
They need fucking wing defenders, dog. Bruh. That's what they need. They need wing defenders. Yes. Like, they got all these big niggas that's defending, but you need wing defenders.
Damn,
like,
bruh.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you need. Yeah. That's what you need around Dame. A wing defender, probably 3-and-D motherfucker.
Yeah.
That can really defend the wing, cover up Dame's weaknesses on defense, and that can shoot the damn ball. That's it. That's what you need, because you still need somebody to shoot the ball around Giannis.
And it's so crazy because they're not going to be able to do it because they ain't got no money.
No. And you
Middleton getting paid, dumb bread.
No, you got to get rid of him.
Brooke.
He got to go.
Dumb bread.
Either it's going to come down to this. Okay. You probably going to have to get rid of Middleton.
He
or Brooke.
But the question is, though, Unc, who paying for that shit? That's what I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're in a situation where...
Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit.
That would be a perfect fit for him, Middleton, because he can lead them, and that's what they need on that team in Detroit.
They need a vet.
Okay.
Yeah,
Detroit. I can see that. I can see that.
Or Houston.
Yeah.
I think Houston would be willing to take on that.
Ooh.
Championship pedigree.
What is it? Fred, Jalen Green, and Amaya Thompson been playing like the three right now.
Yeah. You see him over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Lopez, Jalen Green finna get that bag, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Lopez would have signed with the Rockets, this may be a different story.
Right.
Because the Bucks would have some money to do something.
Yeah.
They don't have money to do shit.
Was that before Dame or after Dame? I do not remember when they made that signing. It was before Dame, right?
Before Dame.
Okay.
I think.
It had to be.
I'm pretty sure.
It had to be. Because they probably would have let him walk to Houston if they did it. So.
Yeah, so that's the big, like, and they free agents is, Malik Beasley, Thanasis, Gallinari, Jay Crowder, and Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't know. If Jay Crowder was hooping better, it might help.
But he had played it so long, bro.
Because they need size on the wing, defender, somebody can knock down some threes.
Right.
Jump shot. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Malik Beasley ain't cutting it.
Nah.
No, he's not cutting it. You know
what
I'm saying?
He's so inconsistent as well, so.
And, like, we talking about a number three seed in the East, dog. Like
you know,
we talking about a number three seed in the East. So I ain't going to, like, completely downplay him, but. They just had all the pieces to fit Giannis and weren't able to adjust that roster to fit Dame and Giannis.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I still think they look like they still try to figure this shit out.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. I mean, you had a coach that was trying to figure it out and was somewhat figuring it out and then just completely flipped on them and brought somebody in with a completely different philosophy, which is crazy because you would think the team would still be playing – to some degree, the same way that they were if Doc was, like, consulting the team.
Right.
And, you know, helping him make different moves and shit.
Yeah.
So I really don't see the fucking disconnect. Is it literally the man?
It really is this. It was the fit. Like, for me, it was that, like you said, Dame weaknesses was always on display, bro. And he wasn't shooting good. And he was saying he was struggling with living in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
you feel me? But he was literally saying that. He's like, it ain't shit to do. He's like, I go home, I play the game, I go box, I watch the movies, I play cards and shit with my family and shit. But he's like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So that's a big change for me. I want to go to Miami.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to Miami, nigga. I'm about to live it up in this bitch.
Yep.
And that is not the case. You know,
not
the case at all.
Not at all.
In Milwaukee, you're going to be eating cheese curds, nigga.
Come on, man.
As that was Wisconsin.
That's what they say.
That's Wisconsin.
No, that's Wisconsin. That's Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm tweaking. I'm thinking it's not even the same place. What the fuck?
This is crazy. Oh, God. He ain't let him lie, though. It make you feel like that. It'll make you feel like that, dog. I'll tell you that for the show.
Oh, man. Okay. So we talked about y'all this injury, man. So let's move straight into the playoffs, dog.
Yeah.
So right now, let's start in the East because we talk about the West all day probably.
Okay.
Celtics sitting at the number one seed. They will play the winner of 9 and 10 and the loser of 7 and 8, which will probably be the Heat.
Yeah.
We could just roll with that because that's what we both predicted.
Uh-huh.
I'm scared for the Celtics if they got to play the Heat, brother. I'm telling you right now.
I think they know they got to lock in.
First round exit.
Ooh-wee. I don't know, big dog.
First round exit.
You gonna do
Tyler
like
Hero back. Bam hooping, and I don't even give him Bam props. Bam hooping.
They match up better this year. I'll say Boston match up better this year than they did last year.
Yes.
So yes. I think that it won't just be like what last year happened, but I think that they ready to beat them. Like, I think they are ready to, like, nah, we tired of y'all catching us. Nah, we
it's a revenge tour.
Yeah, we really on that with y'all, and we gonna play. Y'all gonna get all every night in this series.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. Cavs and Magic,
man,
bro, same shit, same team,
literally same team. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Give me Orlando just because there's so much dysfunction in Cleveland right now,
bro. Give me Orlando. They top five in the league in defense.
Yeah. Give me
solely based off that.
Yeah.
Solely based off that. Yeah. And if I'm them young boys,
right,
I want to go make a statement.
Yeah.
Let me,
man,
punch one of these teams that y'all say is better in the mouth. Uh-huh. And Cleveland just got a lot of shit going on.
They
right
do.
Now.
And the Magic don't get enough love for what they did this year.
No, they
Paolo don't. Took these boys to the playoffs in his sophomore season, bro. Was an all-star sophomore year. Man, kudos to them. They got two stars in him and Franz. They got to figure out their guard situation, who going to be really that their main point guard, and just roll with it. But they can definitely beat the Cavs just because I don't know how locked in Dono is.
No, me neither.
So
we going to see. And that whole – actually, let's pause real quick. I'll take a quick break. All right, we back. Had to – you know, we outside and shit. We had to get a little light up in here. Nothing too crazy. It's probably not conducive still for – on screen action, but
yeah,
a lot of this shit is audio anyway, so whatever. We just talking about the Cavs and how they stinking it the fuck up. Wondering if Dono locked in or not.
Yeah.
You think he gonna sign an extension
for a sign of trade? That's the only thing.
And where you going?
I say Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you said that earlier.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Like, he, I don't think he wanna. He ain't messing with the Cavs, dog.
Gets over with for him.
Yeah, or where else could he go? Because, what, Tyler Hero, I think, what? Like, he a better fit in Miami. Because I heard that was one of his other destinations. Was,
you know,
Miami.
I don't care about nothing about Tyler Hero except for his wife.
What, yeah, so, so like, where else could he go?
Make me no difference.
Where else could he go, man?
Philly?
Nah.
No?
Him and Tyrese too much of the same.
I didn't think about Ty. Yeah. My bad.
Him and Tyrese too much of the same. So I heard that they looking to go at the Paul George, like, hard.
Yeah. Because he ain't signed the extension yet.
Yeah.
Shit, if I'm the Pelicans,
what you gonna do?
I'm trying to get CJ to fuck up out of there.
I don't know if you getting president of the NBA, NBAP out of the.
Man, they need something else. Like, and I like CJ. Like, I think he bring a maturity level to them that they needed.
Yeah.
But
how?
It's just too much.
How does Zion play off of what's it called if he can't shoot? Off Dono if he can't shoot.
Bingo, bango, nigga.
Yeah. So yeah,
tell me about it.
Yeah.
tell me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Orlando.
That's what I was saying. Like,
yeah, Orlando got some shitty guards. Respectfully.
Orlando. I was thinking he could play with, what's it called? The Pacers. Siakam, Tyrese, Dono.
That wouldn't be bad.
What, a pass first
Ty
point
gonna
guard?
Give up the ball.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
Ty
saying.
Gonna give up the ball. I mean, you blow up the Hawks. Send his ass to the Bulls. We always talking that shit. We ain't never talking about the Bulls.
Shit.
Send to the Bulls. They still
Zach
the team.
Zach LaVine going to the Cavs?
Yeah. Send that nigga to obscurity.
No, they don't want that.
Let
nigga.
Me tell you something. Send that nigga to the sky.
Bro, I ain't seen that nigga in so long.
Bro.
I've not bro. Seen that nigga
send him
so
to
long.
The sky, bro. Send him to the sky. He go play with Angel. No, Angel bro. Reese.
Yeah, shout out
sky.
To Angel Reese, Chicago Sky.
Yeah, what happened while we was on that little brief break?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cardoza fire. From South Carolina on
yeah.
the sky. Shout
we
out to going, y'all.
It's up. We in the win trust.
Off the bench, there.
All games.
Yeah, we there.
Support the WNBA. Shit, yeah, I might be real. The mascot, nigga.
Catch us at the W.
Man, catch us at the Dub on the My Mama. Okay. All right, well, Bucks and Pacers.
Man, if Giannis, it depends. If Giannis missed them two games, If they missed them two games, bro, I don't know. I got to see they playoff defense. Are they going to be able to play playoff defense?
The Pacers?
Nah.
No, the Bucks.
Bucks.
I mean, shit, this is a question for both teams.
The Pacers could outscore them, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Nigga, if the Bucks don't play no defense, the Pacers going to run and gun their ass.
Run their ass out the gym.
Yeah, it's going to be over with for them.
Yes.
So
Giannis gonna be giving us a speech again.
Yeah. If Giannis don't play these first like one or two games,
and they take one,
brother,
hey, they already showed they're not scared of them niggas.
Yeah, they gonna snatch back home court advantage.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be over with,
right? And then now Giannis got to push to come back because they down 1-1. You feel me?
Hey, listen,
bad.
We said Celtics.
Yeah,
I'm still taking the Heat.
Okay.
Against Celtics. Okay. I these niggas ain't proved it to me. I just don't trust them. We'll take the Magic for sure. We both in agreement on that.
Okay.
I'm taking the Pacers, though, man. I'm taking the Pacers in the upset, dog. And I don't even know if it's an upset at this point.
Nah.
But I'm going to take the Pacers.
They beat niggas almost every time?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Pacers.
Yeah.
So let's say 76ers slide and they face in New York. I got the Sixers, dog. No Randle.
Yeah, I got Embiid.
Yeah, no Julius.
And
big fella playing. Yeah. And he don't get injured or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the Sixers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Nigga, I'm riding. Listen.
Nigga, can he really carry them niggas?
I'm riding the Sixers to the Eastern Conference playoffs, dog.
The finals?
Yeah. And I don't know if the Celtics even want to see Embiid, nigga.
Mismatch for sure.
All I'm saying is if Embiid stay healthy, anything can fucking happen.
You never lie.
Anything can happen.
You never lie.
Anything can happen. So, yeah. We'll stick with that right now, though. We'll see what this play-in shake off and then by next go around, we'll be able to make some, because we'll be one or two games in by the next episode.
Right.
So, we'll have some definitive, probably not one or two games in, maybe one game. Might be one game in on each series by that time. So, we'll make some definitive, like, whatever. This is all preliminary shit.
Uh-huh.
Let's flip over to the West real quick. So, we got the Thunder. We'll probably end up playing the Warriors, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say the Warriors, man.
Thunder.
But that ain't going to be the case. I have to say the Warriors because I'm standing on the business. You know what I'm saying? But
give me Thunder in like six.
I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say Thunder in six because I just think that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Clippers and the Mavericks. Kawhi, inflammation on the knee.
Yeah. Give me the Mavs. Mavs in five.
Yeah, neither one of us think Kawhi gonna come back. Nah. I don't think Kawhi hooping with no inflammation on the knee, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, he ain't gonna push really that care. Envelope.
He wanted his
he
chip.
Already got his extension.
Yeah, he got his extension and he got his ring already.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so what's the point, you know? Yeah.
He just playing just because he loved the game.
Yeah, and he like, fuck you, PG.
Yeah.
Wait, just like the Clippers.
Nah. Bruh, come on, man.
Fuck you, PG. You know what, PG? Get off that pod, dog.
Yeah,
stop,
man.
Doing the pod, dog.
Yeah, lock in, bro.
Yeah, stop doing the pod. That's what you fucked up at this season, I feel like.
Yeah.
You did the pod. That's something different that he's doing. You get off the pod, dog.
Yeah, bro.
I got the Mavs, though, too.
Yeah, me too.
I got the Mavs.
They look good right now.
Yeah, so. I got the Mavs.
I'm going off momentum going into the playoffs.
All right, bet. Mavs fuck around, make it all the way to the West Coast Finals.
Yeah, you'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota and the Suns. This might be the most intriguing matchup to me.
I can't read this because every time I see the Suns play the T-Wolves, they get on their ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, these niggas, what is like, what's up with this team compared to niggas? Like, y'all play the Clippers, y'all be killing these niggas.
Bruh.
And I feel like the Clippers got a better team. So, let's just be crazy how NBA matchups are so different.
Yeah, yeah. And it's playoffs, dog.
Yeah.
I love the Timberwolves.
Yeah, man.
Because I love
Ant. I love
Ant.
Yeah.
I love Ant.
Yeah.
But
that shit going seven.
I'm taking Phoenix, dog.
I'm not even mad at you. I can't disagree. And I wouldn't be surprised if the T-Wolves get up with their ass either.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be surprised if the Wolves win. I won't be surprised if the Suns win.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I think
either.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah.
I'm taking Phoenix, though, because I'm taking the experience.
That's the only reason I was leaning that way, man. Yeah. But I'm like, bro, can Ant do it? Can he really carry these niggas? He might have to average 30.
I think is Cat back?
Yeah, he played.
He played, okay.
I think they played against the Hawks or something like that a couple days ago.
Okay,
he did play.
So Cat back.
Yeah.
I'm still taking KD and Book.
I know, that's why
I got to.
They keep coming up in your brain. Anytime you think about it, you'll be like, bro.
You got to. You gotta be scared. You gotta be scared.
Even though KD been kind of chilling too, dog.
Yeah, but look. But look though.
Man, sometimes he be just standing around, but dog. But look
though.
You know it's different. It's the playoffs. Yeah, he take it's over the playoffs. Whatever. Take over it's whatever.
The playoffs. You've been sitting back chilling. Nigga.
Yeah.
They made it out the play-in, dog.
Yeah.
You let the Suns be the sixth seed is dangerous.
Yes.
That's dangerous, dog. For sure. For sure. That's dangerous. Yeah, that's man. Dangerous. So. Suns being the sixth is dangerous.
Yeah.
That's a toss-up series, though. I'm still riding with the Suns, but it's a toss-up series. I wouldn't be surprised either way. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Not at all.
Nuggets going to end up playing the Lakers, hopefully. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
What you saying?
Nuggets and the Lakers, sure. The Nuggets... It's too much for the Lakers. Even though we got Bron and AD, man, I want them to play earlier. You know, you never can doubt Bron and AD together, bro. But, like, you just don't match up with them, bro. And I just say, I think that Rob should have did everything in his power to go get Drummond. Mm. We need Drummond for series like this.
Mm-hmm.
Way better type of body type and ability to guard somebody like Jokic. When we won the chip, we won because we had Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee.
Yeah, more big bodies.
Yeah, so they could rotate who was guarding Jokic.
You don't think Jackson Hayes can handle it?
Hell no, he's too goofy. They think he's too goofy, dog. I don't even want him. He should not even be in the rotation, bro. He's too goofy. He shouldn't even be in the rotation during the playoffs. He a type of nigga to get have you get a take and you'll lose a game by 2-3 points because the nigga did some dumb shit.
Just goofy.
Yeah.
Ah.
So that's tough. Just like, yeah. So I just tough, bro. I just don't like the matchup, bro.
It's tough, brother. You said the nigga too goofy.
He's just too goofy, bro. I need the nigga to be locked in, bro.
You know what?
Man, we got swept by them niggas last year. Come on, bro.
Which is why I think they gonna beat him. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Come on, man. You think Jokic's going for that? Jokic, you know what, Jokic still be killing.
I ain't gonna
AD.
Lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Well, if Jamal that knee,
that is the question.
Jamal knee for the 7 games.
I'm gonna tell you this. Jamal Murray is gonna be the key, which is probably the key all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, if D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves
can be consistent,
dog. Man. Like, it really be consistent.
Plus, both of them get 15, 18.
That's dangerous, dog. Because you got 4 options at this point, dog, instead of just 2 solid ones.
I just wish we had Vando back.
He not coming back?
They don't know yet still. They have not said anything about him possibly coming back. Nothing. I have not heard anything.
Well, that's going to be important. All I can say is I think the Lakers are hungry. I see something a little different.
They both, everybody healthy.
Yeah. The momentum's there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm down on the Nuggets because I'm not happy that Jokic's probably going to win another MVP.
Yeah, I understand
I'm not
that.
Happy about that.
Yeah.
Not saying he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
But I think he said himself, there are other guys that deserve it more.
Yeah,
he just think
sure.
He said, I'm playing good basketball, but there's other guys that deserve the MVP more.
Yeah, man. For Luka sure. and Shea.
Yeah. And so me personally,
yeah.
I want to see the Lakers. I want to see them beat the Nuggets.
I would love to see that.
I want to see it. I'm going with that. Okay. I'm rolling with that. I'm rolling with that.
Hopefully you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm wrong.
Fuck it, I'm rolling with that.
Because if that's the case, then nigga, we could get to the chip.
Yeah, and get active.
Yeah,
because they can beat the Suns. They can beat the Wolves.
Yeah.
They can beat everybody else.
OKC, all that.
Yeah, they can beat everybody else.
Yeah,
so. They can beat everybody else.
And we can beat Denver. Yeah, give me that.
As much as I don't want to say the Lakers can win a chip, I'm not very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But whatever. we going to see, though. But I'm looking forward to the playoffs, man. Yeah. I know you are. It's going to be a hell of a run. The West is going to be fucking insane.
Every night.
It's going to be insane.
Every night.
This year, we're going to have to watch some games together for sure.
Yeah, we got to.
We're going to have to watch some games together. Maybe give some off. Maybe go live together.
Watch it
again, and do some like reactions or some shit.
Yeah.
Halftime reactions.
Yeah.
Our little halftime report. Something.
Live
I don't know.
Feedback.
Yeah, something. We got to figure out something. But playoffs going to be up this year for sure. End of season awards, brother.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll give you a second to get your bearings under you. Let me pull up the list of all the awards so I won't be skipping over nothing. Okay. So we got, well, Coach of the Year has already been decided.
Yeah.
What's OKC coach name? Forgot his name.
Him.
That guy.
Dang, man.
I forgot his
name. I definitely know his name. It is on tip of my tongue.
Pause.
Pause. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
That nigga said, no, it's on the tip of my tongue.
What's his name? Mark.
Mark Vagnol.
Dagonal. Yeah, something like that.
Dagonal. Yeah. Pause. That sounds crazy too. Mark Dagalang. That's nuts.
Oh my goodness.
Nigga, this is crazy. This shit insane, nigga.
Crazy.
Oh
dog.
My god. So Coach of the Year already been announced, so we already there.
Yeah.
Clutch Player of the Year.
DeMar DeRozan.
That's what I'm going for. Yeah. Two clutch player of the year, DeMar DeRozan. Defensive player of the year. I'm going to say same person, I think.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis over Rudy?
You hit Anthony Davis, bro. Give me Anthony Davis. I know Rudy going to win it, but, man, I'm going to be different. Give me Anthony Davis.
A lot of niggas saying Wimby.
Wimby can win it too.
It could be Wimby.
Wimby can win it too.
First, you know what? I would not be surprised if they cheated Ruby and gave it to Wimby, dog. And
that'd
Wimby
be crazy.
Rookie of the year and defensive player of the year. First time ever. That'd be crazy. I'm going to go Rudy, though.
Yeah.
I'll go Rudy.
I understand.
I'm going to go Rudy. Sixth man.
Malik Monk.
You said that real easy.
Yeah, Malik Monk.
Nas Reed. Nas Reed.
Malik Monk been more consistent to me.
I'm going Nas Reed.
Okay.
Even when Cat went down. Yeah. Come on, man. Cat went down. Nas nigga, came in. I don't think you realize
when Malik Monk was coming in.
I definitely do. But I'm also looking at Nas was a vital part to the Wolves' success this season.
I understand.
And I think they're 1-2 for sure. I'm going Nas.
Okay.
I'm going Nas.
Okay.
Nas. Right. I'm not going to let Nas down.
Okay.
I'm not even going there.
No pun.
All pun intended, nigga. All pun. Most improved.
Shit, you got to go, what, Maxie? Kobe White. Kobe White kind of fell off at the end of the year.
Kobe White, yeah. I would have said Kobe.
But Maxie might have missed. Did he make enough games?
I think he did. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I would say Maxie or Kobe White.
I'm pretty sure. Can we go? I will say the little boy.
The little boy. Hey, dog.
Toronto.
Scotty or quickly?
Scotty.
Scotty Barnes? Hell no, he ain't playing enough. He was injured.
You know, I call him a little boy for a reason because I ain't want to say nothing else crazy.
Yo.
It might be Maxie. And you know what's crazy? Because last year, I was like, it's Maxie.
Yeah.
And he got injured.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't play enough. Right. So I'm going to ride with Maxie. Okay. I mean, he propelled himself to an all-star.
Yeah.
Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What else can you do?
Dude, right.
I think Yeah. Okay. So what we got left? Rookie of the Year. I think that's
pretty set in stone.
Yeah, set in stone for sure. Like, it's Wimby, hands down. Yeah. Chet had a chance.
That shit failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Chet is a vital part of the Thunder's success, for sure. But Wimby got it.
Different.
Yeah, he just an alien.
Yeah, there we go. For real.
MVP.
Luka Doncic.
You got Luka?
Yeah, Luka Doncic. He won me over this last month. I'm not gonna lie. I was all Shay, but what he's doing down there in Dallas, he finally looks like they turned the corner. Finally, so
I'm gonna say Shay.
I like
but,
Shay,
but my number two is Luka.
Yeah,
and this is part of what like I have a problem with.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because Jokic is gonna get it.
Man. Okay,
let's keep it a bean.
Terrible.
He's gonna get it.
Yeah.
And it bothers me because we're going to give Jokic his third MVP.
Uh-huh.
LeBron has only won three.
Yeah, two, but you know, three. That's because people hated on LeBron. The dudes that
exactly.
voted, you feel me?
Exactly. Right. This is what I'm saying. Kobe right. only won two.
Hey.
Okay?
Yeah.
Joker's first year, we gave him MVP.
Yeah.
They were the sixth seed, dog.
Right.
The sixth seed.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that nobody before him was better. I don't even know who was in the one seed that year.
To me, it's becoming the best player award. It's not the MVP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's not the same thing. Nah. That's not the same thing.
He's the best player in the league, but he is, to me, is not the MVP of the year because MVP to me means this player did all of this to improve his team to a stature that we didn't think that they can get to.
Yeah.
So we didn't think 100%. Luka was going to do this. We know that they're going to, Luka's going to do with him, but we didn't think that he was going to go to this level where he has this team looking like they do.
No.
And then Shea, nobody had them probably in the top three of mm-hmm. the West this
same
year.
Same thing with Ant.
Right.
You can make a case for
Ant too.
And before Embiid went down, you can make the same case for Embiid.
Correct.
And his team.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because nobody would have, losing James Harden, all that shit, nobody would have saw them, like, even being where they are.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
but I just don't understand how you could tell Shea you're not the MVP when he's averaging 30 points and leading the league in steals as well, and his team's the number one seed, and the nigga got the youngest team in the whole NBA at 22 years old. That's the average age. Like, how do you tell somebody that they're not the MVP when they did that with a team that people had in the 6, 7, 8 play-in type of thing as the type of team they was going to be this year?
I don't know, bro.
I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. It's becoming the best player award.
If Shea was a different skin color.
Hey, man.
All I'm saying is, bro, and I ain't even that type of nigga.
J.J. Redick said why he voted for him, though, today.
Why he voted for who he voted for?
Jokic.
Why he vote for Jokic?
He said that he voted for Jokic because he was the best player in the league. That's why I said it. It's becoming the best player in the league award instead of the most valuable player. So he had Luka 2 and he had Shea 3.
I think they didn't get their shine enough on with Larry Bird, and they was like, this is the closest thing we got.
Yeah,
we're going to big him up.
That shit lame.
I don't know if Luka going to win no championship because we ain't going to be able to make no case for Luka.
Yeah, that shit lame.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Bro, it's like the most valuable player. How do you tell Shea? I just don't understand how you could tell Shea that he's not the most valuable player to his team where he led this team to the number one seed in the West, probably the hardest it's been in. I couldn't tell you how long.
And I'm riding with the same wave that you're saying with Shea, with Luka.
Yeah,
same
you feel me? Yeah,
same
like,
thing.
It's just like, I understand. Jokic is definitely the best player in the NBA, hands down. I'll say that.
Hands down?
Yeah, I'll say that.
How many hands?
Two,
because I got one hand up. I got both hands down. Nigga.
Hey, you're funny.
About that.
Hey, nigga.
That's tough, man. Yeah, this MVP, that MVP talk, that's just, it's criminal.
Yeah,
it's criminal that man about to get a third one.
Yeah.
And I will once again say this: I am not hating on Jokic, not one bit. But this year, there are men that are better.
Yeah. Value to
more valuable players
yeah.
this year, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You cannot tell me that man got his first MVP off being the sixth seed and the number one seed in the West who came out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
Averaging 30.
Yeah. He leading steals.
Leading steals.
Like,
having the youngest team.
Yes.
Like in
all
the,
those
you know,
factors.
All you can't tell me that man is not your MVP, though.
How do you factor all that into that and he does not give your vote? I don't understand.
Because he's not the best player in the league to some people. And that don't mean shit. He's the most valuable player this year. Russell Westbrook was not the best player in the league. Like,
Steve Nash wasn't either.
He wasn't either. Yeah, no, nigga. James Harden wasn't either, nigga, when he won. Like, let's keep it a buck.
Like, I don't understand,
Derrick Rose was not either.
No.
Like, and I love D. Rose, but he was not either. Like,
LeBron,
you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like
LeBron said, I could go win that shit every year.
Yeah, it's a whole different category, dog. You got to look at it completely different,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
Like, it's the most valuable to the team. Like, you know.
Like, he propelled his team to heights that you did not expect.
Not expect.
We know what Jokic's going to do. Yes, we know Jokic's going to get a triple-double every night, bro. But, dog, to tell me that this man was the number one seed, like you said, with all these other
factors,
yeah. and he's not getting your vote.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or he's in third. That's for crazy. Some of y'all people, it's crazy.
And if y'all want the best player in the league award, like make a Jordan award and have that shit every year. Or some
yeah,
shit.
For sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that'd be two different things.
Yeah,
two different things.
Right.
And let the players vote on that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah
let the players for vote sure. on that. Let the yeah. players vote on that. Don't let the media vote on that. Nah. Let the people that's actually hooping in the games tell you man. Who the best player is in the league.
Niggas like Stephen A. got picks, dog. He was talking about Quentin Grimes, and Quentin Grimes ain't played since, like, January, February.
Yeah, let's –
you feel me?
Yeah, so we done, man. Yeah. This pie about to get nasty.
Man.
Shit about to get nasty.
Come on, man.
Hey, y'all, listen, man. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Always.
We've been outside. Yeah. This has been episode 52. We got no apologies for what the fuck we said. A whole yeah. hour and 10 minutes. You know what you I'm saying? Last final thoughts.
Man, I'm just excited, man. Tomorrow starts the best time of the NBA season, man.
Yes, playoffs, yes, it's so. The holidays.
Yeah, it definitely is. So it's lit.
Yeah.
We'll, you know, we end this thing until June. Let's see who the best man wins.
Yeah.
The best man wins.
Yeah. We here, man. Yeah. It's playoff time, playoff basketball. Man, I just got fucking hyped for the WNBA season.
Yeah, this shit
like,
up.
Yeah, we I'm got like, yes.
Hey, Star listen. Power coming to Chicago,
yes,
man.
Yes, college, women's college teams been cooking.
Yeah.
Some of this shit get to transfer over to the WNBA.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a good time this summer, guys. Yeah. Like, go support your WNBA home team. Yeah, ain't many sure. of y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But go support them.
For sure that.
If you got one in your city, do so.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, we going to get the hell up out of here. We'll see y'all episode 52 in another week or so, something like that. All that good shit. We out of here, man.
Deuces.
Yes, sir.
Off the bench with Lou, change your plans. Long overdue like a plane that ain't land. Way too advanced, player. They can't stand, player. Shine bright till they blind like Ray-Bans, player.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?